Mickey, you were the first one to say that the Lord's Test victory is behind us, and now we have to focus on the Test matches ahead. What is your take on this on the Test tomorrow?
Yeah, look, I just want us to be as prepared as we possibly can. The boys were superb at Lord's, but that's now consigned to history. You know, people don't forget. People forget Lord's very quickly if we don't back it up and perform at Old Trafford. So for me, right at the minute, it's about all our preparation for Old Trafford and making sure that we can play our best game and build on our performance from Lord's.
The reports in the media are that this victory is going to suit Spen, and there is some disarray in the England camp. What do you read into that?
It's irrelevant for me at the moment. You know, all I'm worried about is ourselves and our performances. What's happening in the England camp is totally irrelevant, and we shouldn't bother ourselves with that. That's their problem. That's up to them. All we can do is prepare ourselves to the best of our ability and make sure we're ready to go come tomorrow.
And spin and bounce in the wicket. What do you read into that?
I think it looks a good wicket. I looked at it yesterday. I think the team batting first needs to score big in their first innings, because if you do, you'll control the game. It looks like it's a bit of a bat first wicket. There'll be a little bit of bounce and pace on offer early, I think, and I think it's definitely going to turn later in the game. So ideally we'd like to bat, get some big first innings score, get some runs on the board, and then attack them with our pace and obviously the spin of Yasser.
The self-belief and the confidence of the team is much better than it was before coming here. The tentativeness is gone. What do you say about that?
Yeah, look, I think, and that's a credit to the players. It's a credit to their preparation. But it's also a credit to the Pakistan Cricket Board, because that camp we had in Hampshire was fantastic. That allowed us to set all our goals, assess what we wanted to do as a team, give the players some real role clarity, but also prepare ourselves properly for the conditions. So that was a major boon. I came into this series knowing that the guys were prepared. And if you're prepared properly, it gives you the best possible chance of performance.
Does it give you a measure of confidence that both... You kept finding men of the moment at Lord's, when it was while batting or bowling or even fielding.
Yeah, we did. Test cricket's about identifying the moments in a game that are going to make a significant difference, and then harnessing them, then being able to capitalize on those moments. I thought we didn't do it in the first innings with the bat. I thought there were times in the first innings with the bat we had England on our knees, and yet we stumbled our way to 350 or whatever it was. We didn't do that. I felt we recognized the moments with the ball, particularly in the second innings, when we started controlling the run rate. Because when you control the run rate, you build pressure. Pressure equals wickets eventually. So the guys were fantastic with that. So, yeah, we did seize the moments. But good teams seize the moments. You know, good teams identify those moments and capitalize on them. So that's something that we need to continue to build on going forward.
It must be very satisfying for you that the team is gelling well together.
It's very satisfying to see the players so well prepared, but more importantly, enjoying their cricket and playing with a smile on their face, because that's ultimately what it's all about.
Thank you, Mickey, and you also have a smile on your face.
Thanks, Edgar. Thanks.